Welcome to Leading to Serve You, presented by Kathleen Randall at Randall Resources International. Your company has a culture. Is it defining you, or are you defining it? Whether you know it or not, your company has a culture. Your employees experience that culture daily, whether they're on-site or remote. Your customers feel that culture from the moment they interact with anyone in your organization. That culture, by default or by design, is branding your business. A few years back, as I was traveling on assignment to a company, I was flying via Delta Airlines. That day, as I waited to board, it was announced that the incoming plane would not arrive in time for our scheduled takeoff and that our flight would be delayed. And so, as passengers needing to make connections, we anxiously waited, only to have limited updates as to when the flight would arrive and when it would be taking off. Throughout that time, one by one, people would walk up to the gate agent and ask, "Do you know when the plane is coming in? Do you know when we'll be able to take off? I've got flights to catch. I've got connections to make. Do you know when it's scheduled to depart?" After multiple people questioned the gate agent, she finally picked up her microphone and said, "Okay, many of you have been up here asking about when the plane will be coming in and departing. Do not ask me again. I will let you know when it arrives." Wow. Did she really just say that? It certainly evoked emotion in each passenger's experience. As we continued to wait for over an hour, the plane did finally arrive. Passengers deboarded, and the gate agent again stepped up to the podium, picked up her microphone, and said, "Okay, we will begin pre-boarding. Anyone that needs extra help, please come to the gate and we will start our pre-boarding process." No one came. It seemed there was no need for pre-boarding that day. And since no one came, the gate agent proceeded to her microphone and said, "Diamond Medallion customers, welcome aboard." But no one came forward. At this point, I'm thinking, okay, well, there just aren't any Diamond Medallion members on this flight. Again, the gate agent picked up the microphone, and with a furrowed look on her face, she announced, "Delta Comfort, now boarding Delta Comfort passengers." She waited. No one came. Sky Priority passengers are welcome to board." Still no one came. "Any passengers in Sky Priority?" No one came forward. The gate agent continued on. "Okay, boarding main cabin, all rows, main cabin." She was getting agitated and flustered when finally she said, "Okay, people, I know you're out there." Now that was a protest. The passengers did not appreciate the treatment they had received, and they let the gate agent know it. As for the company's brand, that single gate agent portrayed Delta's brand in a less than desirable way. According to McKinsey Research, providing a strong customer experience is not just about reducing the risk of customer service mishaps, it's increasingly a way for companies in a competitive market to distinguish their brands. Are your employees distinguishing your company brand in ways that set you above the competition? Any time a customer comes in contact with us is a moment of truth. Any aspect of what we say and do, according to Jan Carlson, former CEO of SAS Airlines, any aspect of what we say and do has an opportunity to form an impression. Employees are your brand. In any customer interaction, whether expected or unexpected, whether comfortable or uncomfortable, your employees are a reflection of your company and the culture which supports it. Think of it this way. Your company's culture is a living system, similar to a garden. It may be filled with quality produce intended to bring nourishment, or flowers that are beautiful to behold. But if wild grasses and weeds are allowed to grow, the good will be choked out and what was beautiful will be covered over. Likewise, the living culture within your company needs to be planted and tilled. Are you planting the seeds of intentionality in your employees' words and actions? Are your employees exhibiting the brand with which your company wants to be associated? And while good people are in your organization, have good people been trained to consciously raise the bar in more effective ways to work with your customers, especially in situations under pressure and uncomfortable conversations? It's time to investigate, identify, and invest. Investigate what traits are currently identifying your company's brand, especially in situations of perceived customer conflict. Identify the values and behaviors that align with your desired organizational culture and outcomes, especially now as both your on-site and remote workforce is branding your company. Invest in your employees and the tools that will carry forward your defined culture. Investigate, identify, and invest. Your ability to distinguish your company in today's market depends on your customer's experience, and it starts with the culture to which you default or define. Your company has a culture. Investigate, identify, and invest. It's more important now than ever. It's been my privilege to be with you today. For more information on leadership and customer experience communication, training, and/or executive coaching, contact me at Kathleen@RandallResourcesInt.com. All my best to you. Bye for now.